Minister, and coming out of this meeting today, is assistance for co-ops to actually import fodder from outside the country, and that needs to be in the form of a transport subsidy to ensure that the cost of transporting fodder from outside the country to alleviate the shortage we have in Ireland, that subsidy is there to ensure that that fodder can start to come in very soon. And the other thing that we need as well is we need fodder vouchers for farmers who are under a particular financial strain and for whom who are not financially in a position to deal with the fact that this has been one of the longest winters now in recent memory, with in many cases cattle housed since late August. And that means that many farmers simply don't have the money to be able to buy the additional fodder where they have actually run out. And the department needs to get into consideration and provide support to them in order to enable them to get through the next number of weeks.
Now, Minister Creed has said that he may consider doing that, importing the fodder. This is quite a positive revelation.
Well, it's long past the time where Minister Creed needs to be maybe considering or might considering things. He should have more than considered before now and actually address the problem, but it's now time for actually real intervention from them and real support. So we need those two interventions. First of all, the transport cost of bringing fodder into the country covered by the department before we get to the stage where there's no fodder left, and secondly as well, financial support to those farmers who simply are under the type of financial strain where they can't actually afford to buy in the extra fodder.